BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Serbian president, Aleksandar Vučić, has promised to almost completely disarm the country after two mass shootings in as many days. A man is in custody suspected of shooting dead eight people. Bethany Bell is in Belgrade.
Bells ring out from the village church after a deadly shooting spree. Locals say an argument broke out last night. They say the suspect went home, collected a gun and opened fire, killing and wounding people in neighbouring villages. Police launched a huge manhunt, which went on all night. They arrested a man believed to be 21 years old early this morning.
The head of Russia's Wagner mercenary group, Yevgeny Prigozhin, says he'll pull his forces out of Bakhmut next Wednesday. Moscow has been trying to capture the eastern Ukrainian city since last year, with Wagner's fighters central to the assault. Vitaly Shevchenko reports.
Yevgeny Prigozhin is raising the stakes significantly by threatening to pull out of Bakhmut, a key battleground in the Russia-Ukraine war. In a statement issued early on Friday, he said his Wagner private military company will leave the town on the 10th of May after, he said, envious military bureaucrats deliberately starved his unit of ammunition. We knew that there was no love lost between Russia's top brass and Wagner, but Yevgeny Prigozhin's threats take their confrontation to a new level.
A Russian oil refinery has caught fire after suffering a drone attack. The Ilsky plant near the Black Sea had already been attacked once this week. No injuries have been reported. The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has said he is disappointed by his Conservative Party's poor results in England's local elections. With around a quarter of the votes counted, early results appear to show the governing party suffering significant losses. The elections are the first electoral test for Mr. Sunak. South Sudan says it is continuing to try to persuade the two sides fighting in Sudan to meet for peace talks. Several ceasefires have failed to hold. South Sudan has offered to host peace talks. Here's our Africa regional editor, Will Ross.
The foreign minister of South Sudan, Deng Dao Deng, says his president Salva Kiir is still pushing for peace in neighbouring Sudan. He said in a phone call to the military leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, Mr. Kiir had said it was up to the two generals who started the war to end it. The fighting between forces loyal to al-Burhan and his rival General Hameti is destroying parts of the capital Khartoum and causing misery for millions of Sudanese. Egypt and the United Arab Emirates are thought to have significant influence, but so far the generals don't appear to be listening to any calls for peace.
World News from the BBC. Hong Kong police have seized a politically sensitive statue that's been held in storage since it was ordered to be torn down nearly 2 years ago. The police said they'd taken the Pillar of Shame as part of a subversion case. The statue commemorates the victims of the Tiananmen massacre in 1989. Shareholders in HSBC have rejected a call for the British-based banking giant to be split up. HSBC's biggest stakeholder, the Chinese insurance firm Ping An, had supported an initiative to turn the bank's Asian business into a separate entity. Ping An said moving HSBC's headquarters to Hong Kong would give its Asian business more autonomy by freeing it from British regulatory requirements. Iran and Syria have agreed to deepen economic and other ties at the end of a landmark visit to Damascus by Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi. Tehran's been a key ally of Damascus throughout Syria's long war, but Mr. Raisi's visit there was the first by an Iranian president in over a decade. On Sunday, Arab League foreign ministers meet to discuss admitting Syria to the bloc, 12 years after it was suspended because of its brutal crackdown on democracy protesters. The police authority in Scotland is planning to introduce new rules requiring frontline officers to be clean-shaven. Some officers are understood to have taken legal action against the rules. Here's James Shaw.
The wearing of beards by police officers has become common in recent years, but Police Scotland's new policy will ban them from the end of the month. The force says the new rule is being brought in because facial hair stops FFP3 face masks being airtight. It will apply to all frontline officers in traffic, firearms and public order roles. There will be exemptions for religious, cultural, disability and medical reasons.
BBC News.